the dark, I play my dreams. Permaculture flows like sweet streams. I'm the daddy with the know-how seed. Creating the world like it's meant to be. Permaculture, B-I-M-B, I'm the king. Back to love in everything. Bring a change, making it last.
Welcome to episode 296 of the Permaculture Pimp Cast, where PIMP stands for Permaculture is My Passion. The only Pimp Cast on planet Earth where we discuss permaculture, preparedness, and practical living. How you doing, son? Well, I guess it would help if I actually unmuted you. So there we go. How you doing?
Pretty good, Dad. How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm good. Good. You might want to get a little closer to the mic, son. I'm having a little difficult. Yeah, there you go. That sounds a lot better. This episode, as always, brought to you by Hickory Ridge Soap from twooldcrowshomestead.com.
Turn that simp into a pimp.
Bam! Living Soil Foundation. Folks, that is the foundation we started to clean up Western North Carolina, and we were off and running yesterday getting it done when we had a little bit of, you know, better weather out here, because honestly, for us to really, really take hold in some of the microbial microbial assistants, I'll call them that, our allies, okay? In order to use them to the full extent, we need warmer weather, preferably somewhere around 60 degrees, and it would help if the ground soil was a little bit warmer. Otherwise, the microbes we're using, they'll still get it done. I mean, they'll come back around when things warm up, but it always, always works better. Excuse me. It always works better when things are a little bit warmer out there. So anyway, yeah, yesterday was much, much better, and we were able to get some of that stuff down. So hopefully we'll have Dr. Will here and let us know where we are in that continuum. And folks, hopefully we're crossing that finish line. It looks like we're getting closer and closer every day. And I can't thank you guys enough for donating out there, because you're the ones that are making this possible. And if it goes exactly the way we're hoping, well, we'll have an open source. Because all the other people that are doing this around here, folks, believe me, I run in some of these circles. Not one of them, son, I'm sure you won't be surprised, not one of these people are doing any testing at all.
Oh, I mean, yeah. And that was actually the biggest thing when we took that Dr. Elaine Soil Food Web class. That was the biggest benefit I saw, and it was that now we can actually do some testing and get some hardcore data as to whether or not these permaculture techniques actually work. And it turns out they do.
Yeah, but a lot of these hoople heads are running around, you know, claiming that they know something about, you know, fixing the soil and all this other stuff. And then I'm asking, well, how do you judge that? Where's your testing? I mean, how do you govern, you know, your response and how you're going about things? How are you doing this? Not a single one of them is paying for any testing, and nobody's doing anything about that. I mean, and oh my goodness, man, when you sit through a meeting with some of these folks, y'all, look, I'm not trying to run them down. But I had your mom, son, we were out there working, me and your mom. It was getting close to night, and I put it on the speaker, and I was playing one of their meetings, and it was going on live. And it's what, can't remember the guy's name, but he called a NATO meeting, N-A-T-O, no action, talk only. And that's exactly, I mean, there was one person in this meeting, and your mom's like, man, I'm about ready to break something if you don't turn this thing off. Dig this. We have one of these people in here, and she's saying, well, you know, we really think the most therapeutic thing we could do right now is really provide like a poetry session for these folks. And I'm like, what? And your mom's like, what? Oh, okay, poetry. Yeah, don't have any food on the table. I don't even have a house. I'm living in a flipping tent, and poetry's just going to set everything. Man, your mom lost it, son. That was the closest I ever heard her come to cussing. And so, yeah, they're talking about poetry just fix the world. I mean, do you recall Jeff Lawton ever saying that? All the world's problems are solved in a poetry meeting or something like that.
Not once ever. You're going to catch Dad in the background just saying, boo,
boo. And it wasn't just that, son. It was like, but folks, I said all that to say this, and the Living Soil Foundation, there's not any of this woo-woo stuff in terms of what everybody else does. Look, man, we got to have legitimate testing. Nobody else is doing it. They have these deep thoughts about, you know, how to help these folks and what they're doing, but they have no means to judge whether or not they're hitting the finish line. So how on earth, from a scientific standpoint, how do you know that whether or not the things you're doing are moving the needle in the right way without testing? And that's exactly what we're doing here. And so many of you folks, I'm looking at your names right now. Homestead Twins kind of passed by. We got Bill Warner, Valley Parks, Victoria, Dancing Waters, Colleen, Steve Hall. Yeah, there's my buddy Steve. Son, you really got to, well, you met Steve and his son before. Yeah, man.
Steve's comments going to get this channel shut down.
Yeah, hey, Steve, keep them coming. I don't even care at this point. I mean, honestly. Oh, yeah, T's in the house from Mountain Readiness. And, folks, we'll be talking about them here in a minute. We actually.
So is Link.
There's Link. Yeah. Amy B. Everybody shout off and where you're from. You might even find a, believe it or not, you may find somebody who's, like, living around the corner from you. That's actually how I met Steve. Him and his son a while back, is that we drive 6 hours away from here only to meet somebody who's like an hour away from us. So, yeah, that's how these things go. So, folks, if you don't mind, and by the way, hit that thumbs up. Tell them to go ahead and start suppressing us because they don't want this information out there. Yeah, there you go. Tell everybody where you're from, and you may, you know, it may be a good conversation starter out there. But, yeah. These hoople heads are sitting here talking about poetry sessions. Your mom, son, I'm telling you, she lost. She's like, poetry? Yeah. Poetry? We're going to talk about poetry when people don't even have a roof over their heads. They're living in tents. And you think poetry's going to just move the needle? Does any of that have anything to do with cleaning up all this toxic soil around here? I don't think so. So, yeah, folks, we're gonna keep moving the needle. And thank you all so much. I mean, I'm sure once we show we have results, then, you know, some of the big donors out there that are telling me that they will donate to get this sort of thing done is, look, we're not looking to profit in any of this, y'all. I mean, when you donate to a lot of organizations out there, nonprofits or whatever, you know, what does Immortal Technique say, son? 95% to the staff and the company and 5% to the homeless and the hungry. I mean, something like that.
Yeah. Something like that.
Yeah. It's all going to the cause, y'all, because, you know, at the end of the day, I live here. A lot of you live here. And if we can take these methods and decentralize them, and that's exactly why I won't team up with any of these local groups around here, because they want to have one central point and then everybody gets marching orders. That is not the way to move the needle in anything worthwhile. We want everything as decentralized as possible, son. You want to? You have any reasons why that works the best? Because I sure do.
Yeah, I mean, anytime you involve a committee on any of these things, especially with those types of people, it's almost going to guarantee that you get nothing done. Everything is overly discussed. Everything is overly planned. Just empower the individuals and then send them off. Like, you don't have to give everybody like overmanaged marching orders. Just give them the understanding of what's going on, the correct application. And then let them go take over the Western North Carolina. That's the most efficient way to do it.
And that's why we had all these people trying to rope me into their groups. Like, hey, there's probably a variety of skills out there, but maybe because I'm the only brown person out there, maybe you put me on a poster and, you know, I could be the Aunt Jemima sitting out there to get them some money. I don't know. I mean, at the end of the day, I'm, you know, we got more skills, I mean, just under our roof and, you know, on the other side of this microphone. And a lot of the people out there right now listening to this have all the skills necessary to get the ball moving. So forget about this centralized garbage. This is why I'm not down with government, y'all. I'm not down for anybody giving me marching orders or telling me what to do. You know what? I can govern my life just fine. Just get out of the way. And yeah. These folks don't operate that way. So the idea being, just to kind of I'll state this and then we'll move on. The idea with the Living Soil Foundation, number one, we got to pay for testing, and that is not cheap. Excuse me. The testing is not cheap. I mean, the last one was somewhere around $8,000, okay, just to get this done. So to my knowledge, we're the only ones. And then everybody's saying, well, let's have your testing results. No, you can have some of these NUTs. because you ain't getting these testing results. No, no, son. I mean, that,
man, that's these NETs awesome. Instead of the TESTs.
Ain't the best color commentator out there for nothing, y'all. But yeah, I mean, no, you're not getting my testing results. So you people can go back and go to the lab. It was hard enough to find a lab that would give us reliable results. I go giving these testing results out to everybody. Then they go to that lab, go crap on this lab. And then all of a sudden we don't have any lab to deal with. So, you know, it's funny how they'll take the word of the government when they say, oh, everything's just fine. But they want my testing results when we say, no, it is not fine. Not only did we confirm it, Bear Independent confirmed it. And in addition to that, Dr. Will confirmed it. And of course, our environmental engineers confirmed it. So,
well, also that newspaper, that whatever newspaper that was that tested their own results or published their own results.
Yeah.
You remember who that was?
Oh,
they
yeah.
confirmed it too. They just worded it like their results were worse than yours, weren't they?
Oh, son, you're going to love this one. And everybody out there, just hold on to your hat. So the Mountain True is supposedly some nonprofit around here that's looking out for the people. Well, they came out. They were some of the first ones saying, yeah, things are a little bit elevated, but they're not that bad. So, son, here's one of the – and, folks, look, this is – like I said, we haven't even dropped this one yet. We just don't have the bandwidth. And I'm going to try to hand it over to a reporter I trust. She was actually on this show a while back, and we're going to give her the results because check this out. Everybody's asking, we need to see your results. And I said, okay, did you ask for the results of Mountain True? Did you ask for – I said, I'll put it – and I actually said it on this podcast – I said, once anybody shows me that you actually reached out and got their results, I'll show you mine. Don't you know some chick, she actually did it, son. She actually yeah. reached out to him and said, hey, can I get your results? Well, they sent her the results. And then she forwarded them over to us. So I sent her a redacted copy of our results. And of course, like I said, I'm not telling you where the lab came from so they can sit here and, you know, like I said, it was hard enough to find a reliable lab to begin with. So I send her my results, and then your mom reaches out. Don't you know these fools over at Mountain True, they sent us their initial results. We got the dates and everything. They sent the initial results confirming that their results were higher than ours at the same time they were reporting that they were absolutely positively reporting that everything was all clear. Like I said, we haven't even dropped that nuclear bomb yet. And like I said, we just haven't had the bandwidth. But their results dated before ours showed that their results were actually worse than the ones we did. And they put everybody on our trail saying we're putting out bad results. Well, I got – and then, of course, they had to be scrambling because whatever little hoople-headed Marchie they had sitting at the desk over there sent out the wrong stuff. And, yeah, we got them by the kishkas. And I can't wait to drop that hammer. So, yeah, and then, of course, we had some sleazy reporters reaching out. Yeah, we need to know what lab you are. And you ask your mom how that conversation went. Yeah. Oh, you need to see my results. No, Jack, first of all, you're a reporter and you're working for one of the newspapers. I don't trust you as far as I can throw you. So no, you're not getting my results. And,
and you guys gave the information with that round table discussion with Bear and Dr. Will and Pat Miletich. You verbally gave the results. Like what? Just refer them back to, I mean, they can always just go back to that live stream that you guys did. I've sent it to a few people that like was out in the disaster zone because they were curious like what the results were too. So I sent that episode to a few people and everybody seems to be fine with that form of information.
So you know why? Well, do you know why? Because what they want to do is go back to the lab and do exactly to us, you know, thank God for people like Dane Wigington who's been down this road, Dane Wigington from Geoengineering Watch, who told me exactly what all the dumb stuff they would pull. So Dane's a friend of mine. We talk pretty regular, and he calls all the time. And, you know, we're on 3 hours, you know, different in time zone, but we, you know, we work it out whenever we can. Dane already had squared me away on what to look out for and what games they were going to pull and what tactics. So, you know, them sending cloak and dagger people out there trying to bribe me, which by the way happened with this fool's asking, well, how much will it take? And I'm just offended that you think I can be bought. I mean,
that's not honestly, even the only instance.
No,
you should keep a tally of how many times you like people try to bribe you over this.
You're going to bribe me. Well, first of all, how do you bribe a guy who's the highlight of my day every day is moving my animals? Okay. So unless, you know, well, there ain't no unless. And at the end of the day, man, my grandbaby comes here. I need a clean environment. I eat this food that comes up out of here. And frankly, there is a debt to people, I think, that sell. In fact, I've been very, very critical about so many of these people in the administration right now that I think are absolutely sold out. And I got the goods on all of them, like Dan Bongino. Everybody thinks this guy's, you know, oh, he's just so wonderful. I can prove that the man is a pathological liar, especially what happened on October 7th. But that's another story altogether. But there's a lot of other people just like him out there. Folks, the bottom line is, man, I sure didn't expect to go down this rabbit hole, but hey, since we're here right now, you're not going to buy me. I can't be bought. I don't care at the end of the day how much money you offer. It ain't worth my soul. I mean, yeah. You know, how many people, let's just say I did lie or I fudged the numbers. Dr. Will has already recorded or reported to me and your mom that in that firehouse that we were not, because these firemen were being, folks, I'm dead serious when I tell you this. And when Dr. Will comes out, I'll have him maybe tell the story again. I can't tell you where the fire station was because these guys are that afraid of the things that were happening. They're being followed around by black SUVs with, you know, no markings on them, blacked out windows. They were being followed around. Well, to date, and this was honestly about a month ago, there's been 9 people that have died within 5 miles of that station where all these chemicals were dumped, nuclear radiation, helicopters rolling in with no markings on them, sniffer planes flying up above. What do you think was out there? 9 people died and none of them had the jab. Okay. 9 people died. And that was of last month. And that, I mean, it's insane. So what kind of debt do you think I got enough to answer for in my life without sitting here getting people killed because I sat here and lied? Or, you know, hey, I need a summer plane by the beach. And I'm a mountain man. This is my home. This is where I live. This is where I love. And, I guess I am a hillbilly. My whole life, I always wanted to live in the mountains. I mean, ever since I was a small child, I always wanted to live in the mountains. And now here it is, this pristine environment, now polluted, and we're working on ways to unpollute it, and we're going to get there, folks, one way or the other. And then once we find a method, because I got the one that I'm showing on YouTube, but folks, I'm not telling everybody everything because all it takes is some fool to get over there and start spraying bleach everywhere, which who knows, may happen. So I got other clandestine areas that I'm not telling anybody about except Dr. Will. And that's only going to happen in person without our phones present. Yeah, call me a conspiracy nut, whatever, folks. But yeah, I got other places that nobody else knows about. So
you got fired up for this episode, Dad.
Well, your mom's lasagna, man. I was sitting there eating that left. No, man, it's sorry, man. I didn't mean to go on like good? That. The bottom line is folks, we're working on real solutions around here. And once we do, it'll be open source. I could sit here and make $10 million if I sat here and sat on this and just said, you know, hire me to come in. I could do that, but I won't. Because the last thing, I mean, son, how cool will it be for all these hillbillies up in these mountains to sit here and give a middle finger to all of the people out there who are trying to buy their land up for nothing, saying, oh, you're too polluted here. We can't do anything. And then we come out with an open source thing with, you know, things that aren't that hard to acquire. And all of a sudden they can reclaim their land and get rid of all the pollution and make it better than it was before this whole thing happened. So, yeah.
I hope they have the fortitude of their grandparents. That's what I hope. Because a lot of these people, things are kind of changing there. Like the whole mindset and stuff like that is changing. Where their grandparents were actively fighting the ATF. That's the heart of those mountains over there. Alcohol, tobacco, and firearms. That's how everybody made their living. They were actively fighting the ATF. And then that kind of just slowly went away and kind of castrated the local populace. So I hope that they regain that. I hope they stand up for, you know, not selling their property and stuff. But I mean, honestly, the new implants there, the people that have newly moved there are probably more likely to stand up to whatever crap is going on than a lot of the local population. Because a lot of the local population, in my experience, I was just out there, a lot of them don't even want to believe that any of this stuff is going on. The ones that like really actually believe that stuff is going on are the ones that just moved there.
Now, you got a point there. And then there's a whole lot of people that just, no matter, you know, how much evidence is given out there, how much is shown, they just will not believe it. I mean, there's one very notable one as of late that just floored me how much down in the matrix, how it just blows my mind how a person could be so awake about certain things and then just be completely blind about things that are unfolding right around them. I think you know who I'm talking about, but I'm not going to say who. Yep. If I said the name right now, everybody, trust me, everybody would know what I'm talking about. And, you know, it just floors me how they don't want to see it. I mean, no matter how much evidence is provided. So, yeah, that's what we're working on, y'all, in the Living Soil Foundation. So, look, man, hey, y'all, at the end of the day, look, I know everybody can't give money. And if you think if you think for a moment we think that that is the most valuable thing out there, look, I told you before and I'll say it again and I'll leave it right here. We covered your prayers more than anything else. People say, you know, when somebody's in a bind or whatever, well, I'll pray for you. That's all I can do. Got news for you, folks. That's all you can do. It's the most you can do. So please pray that we just hit this finish line with, you know, in record time, and that we're able to, you know, show the powers that shouldn't be that there's a God in heaven. And, you know, that all their chemicals, all their man-made chemicals, all those things that they come out there and they think are solutions are not. And it all lies in the things that are already around us, y'all. And we're going to prove it. And we're going to give it away for free. We're going to tell everybody how it's done. Now, some of it obviously may be a cost, but it's a whole lot cheaper than selling off your land. All right, I'm going to leave it right there, I promise. All right, so, let's get into the farm news, which, you know, we're about 20 minutes in, and I'm just now getting to this, so I'll condense it. On Patreon, I talked about these little metal boxes that I put up. We had these wooden boxes, and they're all rotted out.
Now, the raised beds.
Raised beds. I'm glad you said that, yeah. Excuse me, raised beds. Now, the permaculture way would be to do them like James over at Strand Farm. You know, sit here, cut down some trees, you know, have them, and, you know, do them that way. But that's where you always have to, in permaculture, you always have to say, okay, which is going to be the best? What do we say that always annoys everybody?
It depends.
It depends.
It depends. You also have to do an energy audit on that. So if you look at the wood, like the raised beds that I'm making right now, I did exactly that. Only I milled the wood with the chainsaw instead of just doing whole logs. But there's an energy audit involved. Like, I don't care really if these raised beds decompose and disintegrate in a couple of years, because we'll be out of here in a couple of years anyway. But the cool thing about those metal boxes is, I mean, those things are like painted and coated and everything like that. Those aren't going away anytime soon. So you don't have to worry about replacing those boxes. If I was staying here for any extended period of time, I'd have to worry about replacing those boxes again in the future.
No, you got a really good point there. And that's where you have to take that energy audit and find out, okay, do you have more time than money or more money than time? And, you know, we're never, I mean, look, everybody out there is suffering that I know of. I mean, the people I know in this world, you know, it's all they can do to put bread on the table right now. And I get it. But I'm also looking at this like, okay, here's a 50-year fix. Okay. Here's a 50-year fix that I could put out here and I don't have to fool with it. So anyway, I'm working on that, but these things are a little bit rinky dink, man. So I'm having to put some all thread through them and put some strut on either end of it just to make sure. Cause I know, look, I didn't just step out of the cotton fields, man. I've been in construction a long time and they ain't going to tell me. I don't care what they say. I can look at a 2-foot box and tell. Bottom line is, look, folks, even if you get something on the discount rack, you may have to retrofit it. And that's exactly what I'm doing right now. And I'm not going to wait for the problem to exist before I do it. So if you want to know how I'm doing that, I mean, for as little as a dollar, you can check us out on Patreon. And that's one of the things I worked on today. That chemtrail buster, boy, it's poking a hole. I got to do it. I'm going to do a full video on that. I keep saying that, but I haven't just, I just haven't had the time to get it done. Yeah. That's it's not that I know before I talked about, hey, I haven't been doing videos because I've been something of a funk. That's not been the case. I just don't have the time. I'm going at 100 miles an hour trying. I know everybody kind of went back into the matrix ever since this Trump election. Well, I ain't one of them. I'm doubling down, y'all. And I'll probably explain maybe in great detail why I think you should be prepping more now than you ever have before. And part of it has to do with the fact that, I mean, first of all, I don't believe Trump is who he says he is. I don't trust anybody in government.
And well, I believe he is who he says he is. I just don't think a lot of people understand what he's saying. He's exactly who he's saying he is.
Well, you got a point there, but I'll put it this way. Let's just say, okay, just from a historical standpoint, let's just say he's truly out for the American people. Can you name a single president that changed up the apple cart in terms of finances in this country? And I'm not even going to complete the sentence because they may cut the feed or somebody may cut and paste it and say something or make me say something I didn't actually say. But I'm saying it doesn't usually fare well for every single president that ever thought about changing up the financial. Nixon was the only one that got through on the other side. And I think that's because he did exactly what the powers that shouldn't be wanted him to do by taking himself off the gold standard. He's the only one that ever fooled with the powers that shouldn't be in terms of money and didn't meet an early demise, okay?
Not only United States presidents, but anybody remember Libya? Remember what they were doing with their gold before he got smoked?
Or Gaddafi? Yeah, no, Gaddafi and Libya, and then also Saddam Hussein. Anybody that wanted to peg their money to gold, what happened to them? In every single case, I'm not going to finish the sentence, like I said, because there are certain interests out there that hate my guts, and you probably should for all the wrong reasons. But anyway, anybody who's ever talked about, you know, pegging their currency to gold didn't wind up well. And now there are overtures that supposedly that's about to happen. Let's just do a little bit of a thought of experiment here. And let's say the worst should happen. I'm not wishing it, don't hope it, none of those things. But if it did, ask yourself, what's the next thing? If that happened, what would be the next things to unfold? I'll just leave that right there. I'll leave it right there. So that chemtrail buster, let me go back to that one. Boy, that thing's like poking holes right in the middle of the sky with all this junk that they've been spraying. And if they put it on real, real thick, you could see the thing working, but it's breaking it up long before it ever hits the ground. So, I'm almost afraid to put that video up, not because I'm worried about what'll happen, but people are just going to be beating down the doors. And this kid's, he's like, you know, hey,
it'd be awesome to do like a bunch of clandestine ones, just take over like a whole city at a time.
He has.
Okay.
Yeah, cool. He has. And some of the astonishing results will blow your mind. Mm. I'm not sure if he wants to talk about that, but yeah, he's made a bunch of these clandestine and has cleaned up places, some pretty notable rivers too. And they can't seem to figure out why. Even that thing that RFK Jr. claimed up in New York, it wasn't necessarily RFK's the things that he had done that had changed things around. It happened to be, in truth, it happened to be a lot of these guys got together, decentralized, and put a bunch of these little devices out there. It cleans up rivers. It does the whole nine yards. So we got him working on some stuff to get these rivers squared away around here as well. And like I said, I'm not asking for permission. You know what? I'm sure this is exactly why I work in a decentralized fashion. Free men, free women don't ask for permission, not unless you're hurting somebody else. I'm not hurting anybody, and I'm definitely not going to ask for permission when it comes to cleaning up this environment. So I'm not going to go through this whole, what were you describing a minute ago? I'm not going to go through this whole
the whole committee thing to discuss everybody's opinions on the matter. Forget all that. Just do it. Just do it. And then whenever things get better, then you can start answering questions.
Well, if I can roll through Asheville, drive across that bridge and watch a bum peeing off the side of it, nobody shut him down. Well, I ain't asking. I didn't see him and get no signed newsletter, a list of names out there if I could sit here and watch this bum pee off the side of a river while I'm sitting there looking at his junk. Or another one, me and your mom, another fruitcake. He was crab walking and peeing at the same time, buck naked. I mean, if I could sit here and watch
that's
this.
That's a demon.
It really was. Yeah. Damn. Yeah. I think he was possessed. He was definitely on some kind of drug. But yeah, that's a lot. I got a lot of other things going on here, son. Let me just say this one last thing, and let me kick it on over to you as far as the farm news. Look, I know a lot of folks are, waiting or have been waiting with bated breath regarding this whole Epstein file. Well, thanks, Davina Trust, for the $20 super chat. Thank you very
much.
And anybody that throws a super chat in there, look, I'm just going to stop the program in its tracks and give you a shout out. So, I never did that before. So, we'll just go ahead and kick that off. But anyway, people were waiting on these Epstein files, and apparently they just came. I was just starting to look into it a little bit before I got here, but I was in here stuffing my face with some of that lasagna Michelle made, which was off the meat wagon.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, yeah. Son, you'll just have to smell my breath through this microphone.
Real quick, hey, you got my friend dirty with that enzyme pill you gave him.
What happened?
It pushed some things along.
Thanks, Amber.
Yeah, it was like a whole day event for him. With that, Dad gave him. All right, so my friend is over there. I'm training him on how to be a permaculture consultant. Dad gives him this bovine enzyme to help digest things because he has celiac and everything. And the lasagna was gluten free, but he has celiac, and yeah. So Dad gave him this bovine enzyme, and hey, anything in his digestive system came out. On a road trip, we're driving back from North Carolina to freaking Texas, and that's when this stuff hits him. Yeah, yeah.
Not supposed to work that way, but I mean, he may have been clogged up like the Lincoln Tunnel at rush hour. But I mean, for it to be doing that, it probably
the whole
favors.
It did, but the whole trip before we got to you guys, we kept stopping at this gas station called Sheets, and he's like addicted to these cheese curds. So every time we'd stop, he kept getting cheese curds, and I was, encouraging him and stuff, just messing with him. But yeah, man,
yeah,
that bovine enzyme works.
Yeah. Well, glad. You're welcome. There you go. Yeah. That stuff it probably cleaned him out pretty good, but Steve just said it right there. I was talking about this Epstein list. Yep. Another burger curated through the influencers. We've been conned. Said it all right there, folks. Now, what do you think you're really going to find out in this JFK file? Okay. Probably the same thing. The fact that it's even going through a third party should be giving all of us pause right now, you think?
They got to clean up the people behind it, Dad. And guess what? Both people are behind those same people are behind both activities, the JFK and Epstein. They have to make sure they filter all that stuff out of the documents first.
Yep. Well, they're going through, just like Steve said it right there. He really said it all right there. The list, a nothing burger curated through influencers. We've been conned right there. So, folks, the reason why I'm so upset about this, everybody knows my position in Williams, too, when it comes to child trafficking. It is the scourge of humanity. And these sick, sick SOBs. There have been kids. Thanks, Davina. Thanks, Mary in Texas. Thank y'all so much for the super stickers. You guys are the best. Look, there have been kids. We don't even know where they are or where their bodies are. The locals around that little St. James Island said that, the shark activity was incredible over there. And I don't even want to talk about this sort of thing, but I have to, folks. When you're sitting here fooling around with these kids, there is nothing that will anger me. Honestly, if they're looking for volunteers to, I don't know. I am a journeyman electrician, okay?
Yeah.
And if you need somebody
on the wood chipper?
Yeah, whether it's the wood chipper, the chair, whatever. If these people, we are 100% sure that they hurt children, if you're taking volunteers, I'll be the first. I'm dead serious. And I will sleep like a baby at night.
Yeah.
And the fact that they are sitting here playing politics with this list is infuriating, and it should be to everybody out there. The fact that, JFK was killed, November 22nd, 1963. It's been what? 63 years, somewhere there about? 62, 63 years, whatever the case may be. And you're telling me that they're still, they're still sensitive, intelligent. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
This is insanity.
Yeah, and that was the excuse that he gave Joe Rogan. That was the excuse he gave Joe Rogan the first time he didn't release the information on JFK is because it affected people that were still in government.
Yeah.
Bring it to light. What? I don't understand the delay.
Well, and then especially when it comes to something like the Epstein thing, you only have a handful of people that survived that thing, folks. Do you realize that? Do you know how many children were involved in this? Do you know how many ones who did get to the other side of this? Because honestly, I don't care who you are. When you suffer at the hands of these sick SOBs, I don't care how much therapy you get. You ain't ever going to be the same person. Mm-hmm. And the fact that they're sitting here playing politics with something like this, it is burning me up. And I haven't even looked into all of it. But like Steve said right there, it's a nothing burger. I mean, this is what we get out of the deal. And, you know, the good thing is that there are people out there like Ann Vanderstill, Dr. Jane Ruby. It sure is funny that the people screaming the loudest on this are the women out there. Where are all you guys? Where are all you nutless wonders like the Bonginos out there? Where's your Twitter account saying, hey, this is bull. I mean, we need to see this. These people need to be, well, I'll just say it this way. They need to be fried, tried, and laid to the side. That's exactly what needs to happen to every last one of them.
Simply put, brought to justice.
I'll say that. Your mom and I pray every single night, man. Every time we pray at night, we pray that all of these children are made free, and the people that are responsible are brought to justice, no matter the rank, no matter the cost. Like Jim Garrison said, let justice be done though the heavens fall. And here's one right here. I think because there are a lot. This one here is another one. Janine or Jean. Man, Jenny. Am I reading? Jenny?
I think so.
Yeah, with these glasses, I'm having a tough time. I can see the bigger writing. I think because there are lots of baby Epsteins out there. Wow, perfectly stated. Yeah. So this is the kind of stuff that certain people out there don't want to see. I mean, folks, I know this is not why you tune in, but man, if we can't talk about this, if I can't use whatever platform or voice I have to stand up for these children that are suffering in a worse kind of way, like, you know, everybody goes on about, that's why I would get so sick when so many people would go on about a royal wedding over in England or the royal family. Son,
I'm not worried about that.
yeah, but you want to tell them, I mean, but so many people were all entranced by this, and I'm like, hold on. We fought a revolution to get away from these Luciferians. And son, do you want to tell everybody who Jimmy Savile was?
Oh, actually, no, I don't remember. Sorry, Dad.
Okay, I'll tell him.
Sorry, Dad.
Jimmy Savile, go look him up. If you ever want to see the demonstration of what a person that looks like a freaking pedophile, Jimmy Savile. And guess who his best friend was? The royal family. He had basically get into the royal palace, Buckingham Palace, anytime he wanted, day or night. Thanks a lot, Amy B. We appreciate it.
He wants an amen, by the way.
Yeah.
From the crowd.
Yep. Get an amen and hit that thumbs up, y'all. No, you take somebody like a Jimmy Savile. If you just look at this guy, he looks like the textbook example of a flipping pedophile. But he was, you know, King Charles. I mean, he ain't no king to me. Look, Prince Chucky is what I'm calling him. Your best friend is a freaking pedophile and nobody knew it. Only person that was blowing the whistle on this guy for years was David Icke, who they tried to marginalize and said, look, this guy is a first class pedophile. Everybody knows it. Nobody's talking about it. And here it is. We idolize these people. No, not in my book. So Prince Chucky and, you know, and all these other sickos. You know, I don't know what to think about the kids, but I know Prince Charles and a lot of the other ones that were, you know, running in those circles over there were all mixed up in this sort of thing. And then all of a sudden it comes out after all of a sudden he comes up dead. Now, you know, all the pedophilia that he was involved with all hit the light of day, but they wait until this guy dies. Huh? Dead men tell no tales. Sorry, folks, I didn't mean to go down that rabbit hole, but you know, the Epstein files hit today, and I know it's not permaculture, but man, look, I know I say permaculture is my passion, but man, stopping satanic ritual abuse, stopping child sex trafficking is my number one mission. There is nothing more important that I do than all the work that we do to try to solve that, and all the money that we hand over to Grindstone Ministries and the Caleb House to try to recover these people. So, son, anything you want to say on that?
Well, actually, so if you're wanting to help out and like fund Caleb House here in a couple of, I want to say it's next weekend, but if you go to Grindstone, I think it'll be advertised, but it's the ruckus that they do, which is a fundraiser for Caleb House. I think they do like a Bible study one day, and then the next day they do a ruck march. And the weight of your backpack is that is like the equivalent of the of a kid or something like that. I just learned about it today. Actually, I literally just got sent the link just now. But yeah, it's called The Ruckus. If you check it out on Grindstone Ministries, you should be able to find it. And if not, maybe Caleb House. If you look at any of Bear's recent videos, I'm sure he brings it up too. But yeah, speaking of, March 7th is what Mountain Readiness just said. But yeah, I mean, it's also saving these kids is like a basic like tenet of definition of life. Like it's one of the six different criteria for like life is to procreate and protect that offspring. Like it's if we're not doing that, then what are we doing? That should be number one on everybody's criteria is protecting our children. And sadly, like you were saying before, the people that are standing up the most against these traffickers or the SRA abusers, anything like that, are mostly women. Guys are too busy watching what happened during football this week or whatever happened with basketball this week or keeping up with the latest gossip at work. That's what they're busy doing. It's mostly women taking the lead on this.
Son, if you only knew how many messages I get from the ladies out there and they're like pleading with me, like, man, is there any way you could talk to my husband? And I'm like, I can't wake this dude up. I mean, and she's like, man, I really, you know, I'm looking at things that are going on around us and I know we need to get prepared and we are not, but I can't get him to quit watching football long enough, man. Would you mind talking to him? And I'm like, I mean, I don't know what I can say. I mean, as a man, you should be hardwired to take care of your family. You should be hardwired. If you lack that, then I don't even know how you got a family to begin with, because you're a nutless wonder. And I'm saying that to all you cucks out there who are sitting back there behind the skirts of your wives. These women are showing more testosterone than a lot of the guys out there. Yep. So, you know, if I seem a little bit aggravated, it's because I'm a lot aggravated. I mean, there's a lot going on right now, and honestly, I can't stand a chump for a man. Son, another example. Me and your mom were talking about this today. The same guy I got to be careful because I don't want to release the name, but when you ask this one guy why he doesn't stand up for a certain thing, and like I said, he's very well known. If I said his name, you'd know it. And his response universally every single time is, I got all these people, you know, that are relying on me. And that's your reason for not standing up. That's all the more reason why you should stand up. Absolutely. You know, look at Andy Frisella, like your mom said. Andy Frisella, when they were trying to impose mask mandates and all this, he says, look, I don't care what your fines are. I'm not going to impose this on my people. And I sure ain't going to make them go get jabbed. What happened?
Andy Frisella has 100 times more people reliant upon him and him doing the right thing than that other guy you were talking about does.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, he had a chance. He was going to lose it all. He's like, no, I'm not going to comply. So what had happened on the back end? His business grew 10x because he chose to stand up for what was right. And folks, that doesn't always mean, I mean, man, your mom could tell you how many jobs I lost because I was standing up for what was right. Doing what's right doesn't mean you keep a job, but it does mean you keep yourself worth. So, I mean, there's been times where we were very broke because I'm not claiming it, I got my weaknesses and faults and everything else just like everybody else. But you know what? I've never developed a fond taste of penis. So I'm not gonna sit here and grovel at somebody else's simply because did I just say that out? All right, man, you better take this show over, dude. I'm not going to sit here and look. I don't care what you're offering. I'm not about to. I'm not about to. I can't believe I said that.
Yeah, we're in the business of keeping these booty holes virgin.
All right, son. Let's not go any darker than I already did. Look, there's some. I don't even know what I was talking about at this point. Well, hopefully nobody's offended but no, I'm not going to sit here and, you know, I'm not going to sit here and fall at my knees because somebody's my boss and you want me to do something that's unethical or whatever. You can kiss my grits, man. That's not the way I roll. So it is wonderful that so many women out there are standing up. And like you said, son, and like I said also, that it seems like some of the loudest voices out here calling truth to power right now are women. Okay. Look how many women came on this show. I mean, look who the biggest whistleblower right now in, you know, with who was dropping the stuff on the sky, you know. I'm about to have one next week. I mean, folks, I can't do it on YouTube. Another doctor, she's an MD. And I'm telling you, she's going to blow your flipping mind, but it can't be on YouTube. So,
So, you know what me and my friend have been investigating out in Western North Carolina and everything, right? The only people who are standing up and actually giving information who are the whistleblowers, they're all women. There's one guy who's like kind of, you know, putting people in contact with us, but everybody else is just, it's women. That's who's giving information. That's who's the only one. Either A, paying attention, or B, they're the only ones that have the balls enough to actually take the risk. Like, there was one woman who was like, this is something I'll die over. I'm fine with that. Like, but you can't get any guys to stand up and give information about what's actually going on in Western North Carolina.
But it'll be a guy.
The storm is a distraction.
Yeah, well, I know where I was going with this. You know, in all my years, when I was still on my tools out there, every single guy, when it came to standing up for what was right, they'll say, well, I got a wife and kids to feed. Never once in my life have I ever had a woman stand up and say, I got a husband and kids to feed. They were like, no, I'm going to stand up for what's right, and that's that. But it was always the guy out there, and it'd be the biggest loud-talking SOB out there that would want to act all tough and high and mighty. It was never a woman, even though that's why they were doing it. It's like, okay, I'm going to stand up because I have a family. You know, I'm not going to be some person stand. You know, they are watching. Like even the Bible says, you know, we have a, oh, it's in Hebrews, I think 12:1. You know, we have this, we're compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses. Let us lay aside every weight and sin that doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. Now, that seems a pretty odd thing to say considering what I just said a little bit ago. But, I mean, the bottom line is when you get down to brass tacks on a lot of this stuff, it's because of these people that we ought to stand up and do what's right. Because
I have it pulled up if you wanted me to read it, Dad.
I think I pretty much got the gist of it there, son.
Okay.
So, I mean, when you get down to brass tacks on all this, I'm pretty sure that was Hebrews 12:1. I could be wrong.
Yeah, but, it is. Yeah, you're okay. Right.
Wow. At least the memory's still good. All right, son, what's happening on your end?
So on a lighter note, I just got back home. What do I even say after this? I just got back home from like a string of consultations. I was up in just south of Utica, New York, and then Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, and then made my way down to – I checked out some of the disaster sites in West Virginia. Hey, and also a heads up, y'all, some of you guys have emailed me about Kentucky. I've been told by a few people in Kentucky, like, hey, don't go to Pike County, Kentucky. Like, if you're going to do anything, just drop off materials and then leave. Cause you're just flat out not welcome. And then, in West Virginia, I checked out some of the disaster zone there. It seems pretty well, like, taken care of. Like, they have enough people there that are helping. I don't mean to compare disasters because everybody, you know, can have their own personal disaster, but it's being taken care of. They're getting help. I think Kentucky actually got a state of emergency as well as West Virginia. So they're actually getting supplies there and stuff. Bunch of volunteers. But I just got back this morning from that road trip. And then, hey, some of y'all, I told you guys before this road trip that I was doing that automatic pig feeder with the deer feeder. If anybody, so it worked. The pigs didn't knock it down, even though this was like the cheapest deer feeder. The battery didn't die. The battery lasted the whole time. But if you're going to do it, make sure, man, like make sure you schedule that thing. Like, okay, so I have 8 pigs. And total, they get 4 scoops per day. I have this red Tractor Supply scoop that I use. I give them about 4 to 5 scoops a day. I should have gone through about 3 bags of feed in about the 3 bags of feed should have extended past my period of time. But there was a lot of food left over in that barrel. So I was feeding them twice a day for 20-second like spin intervals. And it did not feed them enough, as much as I would have liked. But they were fine because they were on brand new pasture, and it just meant that they actually worked a little bit harder for their food. But yeah, it works. Using a deer feeder as an automatic feeder works. I think that would work a little bit better with chickens, or if you can get one that will dump more food at a time than what I was doing. Hey, Darren, Hacks from the Homesteader.
Yeah.
I'll see you guys in May.
Yeah. Hey, son, you might want to tell him what kind of pigs you have, because that's what he's feeding these guys ain't going to apply for every other breed of pig out there.
I have coonies. So those guys are, they do a fantastic job of foraging on their own. And I put them in a brand new paddock of new growth forest. So yeah, it's coonies. You can do that if you're doing something like Yorkshire or Berkshire. You might want to get a couple of those feeders or something that just dumps more feed. That would work better. But yeah, it worked out for me. Just now I know in the future, like I need to do maybe twice the number of intervals throughout the day instead of just the 2.
Yeah. So, man, I got to say, boy, talk about hacks. Boy, that's a pretty good one there, son. I got to give it to you.
Thanks.
So that wasn't just corn it was spitting out there. It was actually like pig feed.
It was 13%. Protein feed. Generally, I give them, and they get like it's the pellet form, and then they get biochar and then all that type of stuff. So,
yeah. Oh, okay, man. No, that's a great idea. Hey, folks, before we move on, I got to remind you because we got some important announcements here. Look, I mean, my advertiser is going to be a little bit put out, but oh well. Hey, it is what it is. I don't do this show to make money, man. But it, you know, if you break bread, I won't fake dead, if you know what I mean. Wave Watch, Billy 100 will get you $100 off that Wave Watch. And I think they even have a special right now, or they may not, but at least you can get $100 off with Billy 100. Look, coming up March 18th through the 22nd, the Shalom Temple is going to have that 5-day immersion event with Barbara O'Neill. Hacks for the Homesteader is going to be there along with, he's not coming with Patty. Anyway, Darren's going to be out there. And
is he bringing his son?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm not sure which one though. Anyway, I mean, Darren's got more than one son, so it's kind of hard to know. I'm not sure which one he's bringing, but anyway, he's going to be there. I'm going to be there. And folks, if you're wanting to get yourself squared away, that's going to be a good place to check it out. So that's March 18th through the 22nd. Now check this out. March 29th, we got a processing coming up at the end of this month. Renewed Homestead, go to renewedhomestead.com if you want to sign up. I'm going to be teaching a class along with Ben. And like I said, you learn this method, it works no matter the animal. And, they're going to feed you the whole 9 yards. And it's going to be a small class, man. We could sit here and get 30, 40 people in there, but that's not the way I teach anymore. I don't even like doing those kinds of classes anymore where people can't physically put their hands on it. So if it's any class where I'm going to be teaching, you're going to walk out of there feeling more empowered. And I'm going to put you in some uncomfortable spots. Don't worry, I won't give you anything you can't do, but I want people to learn this trade. We don't have enough of us out here doing this. So it means more to me that you know how to do this. So serious people, if you're going to go there, look, you're going to get the best instruction possible. And you're going to walk away with some meat, and we're going to have a good time. So, look, it's not like I like the killing because it's so fulfilling. I do this because it's how we put the meat in our freezer. It is, and it works whether you get a deer. Well, you can't really use this method on a rabbit because you're going to cook the whole thing. But you know, anything on four legs generally that you're going to hunt. Okay.
You could if you wanted to.
You could. You could.
But, rabbit bacon.
Yeah. Yeah. It's going to be tough. Hey, one of the big ones I really want to talk about, y'all, May 2nd through the 4th, mountain readiness. Look, y'all, I was on the tee, I think it was yesterday. Man, days kind of run into each other. And they're going to be doing a fundraiser for Living Soil Foundation out there. And Shane, Chef Shane's going to be laying down the food for this, y'all. He's got like a Moroccan thing going on. And I'm telling you what, he sent me the menu, and I can't believe I didn't bring it up here right now.
It doesn't even matter.
No, it doesn't even matter. If Shane said he was making pancakes, I guarantee they're the best pancakes you ever had. I don't care what it is. He will do some stuff that will blow you away. But anyway, Shane is going to be doing like a, it's like a family style Moroccan whatever. And he throws it all, not throws it all on the table. But anyway, all the proceeds are going to go, as I understand it, to Living Soil Foundation. So
he could drop kick it on the table for all I care. Anything, hey, y'all, even if you don't want to go to the festival, it's still worth going to that. Whatever is going on with that meal, that is going to be one of the best meals you've had in your life. Everything Shane touches is fantastic.
Yeah, he's like, he sent me over the menu, and I was like, good night, man. I don't know how you're going to make all this. But then again, Jimmy cracked corn, and I don't care. Jimmy could be out there smoking crack. No, Jimmy, don't smoke crack, because I do care. But anyway, when I saw that menu, blew me away. And if Shane's making it, I guarantee it's going to be worth eating. So, he's doing a fundraiser for Living Soil Foundation. And, I mean, T blew me away when he said that, because I really didn't expect that. And we're going to make sure all the money goes exactly where it's supposed to. And folks, that's the best festival you don't know about. You need to know about it. And especially if you are serious about preparedness or anything like it, folks, it's not a guys only. In fact, there's probably more women at this thing than anything else. Folks, you're going to be blown away with the level of instruction you get and the classes that are offered. These are not things you're going to find at Homesteaders of America, okay? You're going to get the same tired courses, which is why I don't even go there. You're going to get the same tired courses that you get at every other Homestead Festival. This one here, you're going to get a set of courses that you can't find anywhere else, guaranteed. You're going to be taught by, you know, former Green Berets in Vietnam. I mean, and these guys are a hoot, man. They are awesome. Doing everything from tracking classes, you name it. It's a fantastic time. And it's just a great time around the fire, too. So this is really, really a festival you want to check out. So Living Soil Foundation is going to be the beneficiary of anybody that goes to the dinner over there. So go to mountainreadiness.com and go get your tickets, get squared away. And folks, I know everybody's waiting till the last minute to get their tickets to everything. But look, if they kick you down with $5,000, don't be one of those people that's going to spend it on bubble gum. Go out there, get yourself prepared, get yourself some food and storable water, and get yourself some training, honestly. So, I was talking to your mom. I said, if they gave everybody $5,000, dude, I guarantee you know how many TV sales are going to go through the roof.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they better start raising those prices on that and Cadillacs right now.
Well, it's like walking through Walmart. I mean, think about this. It's insane. You go through, now I try to avoid Walmart. I usually farm that out to your mom, and I'm just waiting in the truck half the time. But you go in there, go look, just make this observation, anybody in the sound of my voice. Next time you go into Walmart, look at what's locked up. And then look what isn't locked up. Okay, right next to the book section is the DVD section and, you know, CDs and I don't know. I guess they still sell that sort of thing. They got all that stuff locked up, but the books are wide open. You ain't got to worry about nobody stealing books, because only a fool's going to go in there and steal in the first place. So, yeah. I mean, somebody is, you know, there's a crass vulgarity in theft, as Louis L'Amour once wrote. And it's a clear demonstration that you have zero imagination whatsoever. So,
One good thing that would be like one awesome thing people should purchase with that $5,000 is a freeze dryer. If you produce like a decent amount of food, either meat or vegetables, like produce, and you want to put some food back in a very, like once you get that freeze dryer, It's not. I mean, you can get like Mylar in bulk if you wanted to, or you can even put it in jars if you wanted to. But that would be an awesome thing to purchase with that that $5,000, because that is, I mean, you could buy one of those machines and some of the supplies all at the same time with that $5,000.
You know, Seth, I didn't even think about that. That is, and by the way, folks, I mean, since William gave an unexpected plug there, we do have Harvest Right freeze dryers down below. If you want to, we get a small commission on those. I didn't know you were going to say that, but son, that's honestly a fantastic idea, because it's a gift that keeps on giving. You can go out there. I mean, like we sent you back with how many, all those blueberries, because when your harvest comes in.
Strawberries.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When your harvest comes in, like Amber says here, that's a huge deal for some people, but yeah, most will trash it. They absolutely will. I mean, you're better off. A lot of folks are going to go to Branson. They're going to go to Vegas. Vegas is going to make a killing. There's going to be a lot of people doing those things, but man, if you do have something like that, I would much rather say, okay, why don't we just do away with income tax? How about that? And constitutional anyway. So, that 5G's, if it manages to come in like they're talking, and I suspect they're probably going to do it. Son, I didn't even think about that. But honestly, if you had to make one purchase that would really move the needle in your preparedness, that could potentially be one of them. Because honestly, the biggest problem when your harvest comes in, tell everybody what that is.
It's putting it away before it goes back. And that's the hardest, or before it goes bad. That's the hardest part of gardening. Like most people think it's the planting or the maintaining or the harvesting. No, it's after all of that. And it's whenever you're trying to put everything back, especially tomatoes. Tomatoes are a big one. It's putting everything back before it goes bad. Same thing with like pawpaws. Some of these like fruits and vegetables that you grow at home that aren't available at the store are that way for a reason. It's because they have no shelf life. You can extend the shelf life like, but what, 25 years by just freeze drying it. And then depending on what it is, it reconstitutes pretty close to the original one. I don't know how well like fruits and vegetables and stuff like that.
Well, it maintains about 95% of its nutrient capacity. Whereas when you dry it, you lose 50% right off the bat.
And Laura Larson, you were saying you're not mechanically inclined, so I'd hesitate to buy a freeze dryer. It's dummy proof. It's dummy proof. And they do like a quick start guide and stuff like that. It's you can definitely figure it out. If you can read, you can figure it out.
No, canning, Amber's absolutely right. I mean, if you can can, the problem with us is we produce so doggone much that we don't have enough canners to get, you know, to keep that thing running. I mean, you think about it, a canner is pretty doggone efficient, but it takes up so much space. And then also in the preparedness realm, if I ever have to get on the first thing smoking and get out of here, well, how many cans can you carry and can you do it without busting them up? Or I could sit here and carry an entire pantry on my back if it were freeze dried. And plus I keep more of the nutrients that are in it. Yes. And I didn't think about that, man, but honestly, maybe we ought to put together a show of some really, I mean, we did a video a while back, feeding yourself for 73 days on $100,
71 days for $100,
71 days.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if you can do that with $100, what could you do with $5,000? Because I promise you, I'm not going to promise you. Let me rephrase that. I would bet any amount of money that once they drop this money, you're going to see some serious inflation, because where do you think they're printing this money? Okay. So things are going to get a little bit weird, but this would be a prime time for a whole lot of people. Or, you know, you may be in another boat. Maybe you just need wheels on your car. It could be something like that. I mean, you could do what most people are going to do, and they're going to take it and go out and buy a big screen or go on a trip to Vegas or party. They're going to Cancun, whatever the case may be. Well, I'm going to further my preparedness journey that much more. But yes, son, I think that's a fantastic purchase for.
I just did the math that if they did the barrel that you did on that video way back, that's 3,550 days worth of food. If you spent all $5,000 doing exactly what you did with those prices, that's 3,000, over 3,500 days worth of food.
Yeah, but that's the cool thing about a freeze dryer is if you go out and buy freeze dried food from some of the companies like Harvest Right, you know, we not Harvest Right, yeah, Heaven's Harvest, that's the one we work with. Heaven's Harvest and Harvest Right. Yeah, we work with both of them. You'll find them in the description down below. If you want to buy freeze-dried food, knock yourself out. I mean, they're probably not happy with me because I tell people, if you go to Harvest Right, get their seeds, man, because their seeds are fantastic. I mean, their germination rate is fantastic. But I don't recommend, I've never told anybody to go out and buy freeze-dried food because it costs a fortune. Plus, it's never going to be as good as the way you make it at the house. So yeah, I can take...
It's always going to be lacking salt.
Every single time. And it's not just salt that is lacking. But think about it. One cool thing that I would have your mom do is like, hey, whatever you're going to make, quadruple it. That way I can take whatever's left over. You know, we leave some back, you know, for leftovers or for lunch the next day or whatever the case. Whatever's left over, I'm going to put in that freeze dryer. And that's exactly how we did it. So it was like clockwork, you know, whatever you made for dinner, whatever's left over. And that's the cool thing about a freeze dryer is that you can do that sort of thing. So, so there's so many different ways you could go about this. I'm probably going to spend some time and son, we probably ought to do that, man. Give some people some really good tips of what they might do. If they do get, you know, like Amber was saying a little bit ago, $5,000. I don't know about anybody else, but that's a lot of money to me.
Oh yeah.
I mean, that's a lot of money to me. You know, it's not like YouTube or anybody else is paying us. 5G's moves the needle for a lot of us in a big way.
Yeah. And YouTube, you know how many months of YouTube I have to do to get $5,000? It's about actually, 10 months.
Probably a couple of years. Yeah, so you don't really get ahead on YouTube. I mean, well, you don't if you're us. I mean, when you're shadow banned, but life on the D-list, how about that? Man, there's so many things I was supposed to get to, and we didn't even get into the main topic, which was supposed to be theft and vandalism, but we're already an hour in, so I'm not going to get into it right now. But, yeah, William and I both recently dealt with something like this, and I put together a show that was going to be discussing that. Maybe we'll just save it for next time. Went a little bit sideways here, but hopefully some of this stuff was a blessing to you, y'all. If you would, hey, go check us out on we now have a presence on X. Look at Permapastors. That's our X account. If you want to check us out over there, I'm gonna put out more and more and more information over there, even though they're shadow banning the crap out of us right now, especially when I'm critical about certain things that the administration's doing. We are definitely shadow banned over there, but if you want to check out and look at some of the information that I can't get away with putting out on here or some of the shorts that I put out over there, go check us out. Go check us out on X. And I might say, and you're going to see me put things out over there that, I can't necessarily get away with over here at YouTube. So either way, it's going to be a good deal. Son, is there anything else you'd like to leave these folks with?
Yeah, hey y'all, every comment that Crazy Backyard Chicken Man has left in the comments is false. I don't know if it's a bot or what, but that is not good advice. That is not sound advice. It is false. So anybody that comes back and looks at this video and is like, oh man, I wonder about this Crazy Chicken Man, don't believe it. All of it is wrong.
What's he telling folks? I mean, start drinking heavily or what?
Well, yeah, one of them says make alcohol. Like, it's just, I don't know if it's even a real person. I don't know if it's a bot or anything like that, but half the comments he's leaving, because I've been kind of monitoring the comments as we've been going through, half the comments he's reading or leaving, you can't even read. It's like, I don't know. It just reminds me of like AI or bot behavior.
When the syntax is a little bit off, that's usually a pretty good indication. Well, folks, I'm not sorry for going sideways. We talked about some important stuff here and things I think need to get talked about. And honestly, we're talking about things that you're not going to hear in another farm podcast or permaculture podcast. And maybe that's why we're number one out there, because look, I'm not going to conform to anybody's. I'm not going to follow your rules. I'm not going to conform to whatever. And I'm not going to stay within some narrow box, which is the reason why you don't hear banjos on the way out or in of this show. Because we don't do anything like everybody else. Well, I want to thank everybody for checking us out tonight. It's always a joy, and it's always a joy to be able to hang out and do the, and it's a real blessing and an honor to be able to do this show. So until next time, y'all stay alert.
Stay alive.
From the smallest sprout to the harmony begins in the cycle of life, where the magic's alive.